Now in Madras, Dadaji will speak in English, surrounded by the scripturist authorities, journalists, and he was almost caught that he himself is the Satyanarayan. My sense of want, my sense of sorrows, my sense of happiness for material things have gone. This is not possible by one's own effort. It automatically goes with him. So, we are the richest. No exchange. No exchanges. It is only love and love and love. And we will do our duty. Yes, we cannot avoid our duties and daily works. That is worship. Now Dadaji explains it in English. If we come to his shelter, he looks after us. If we show our authoritieship, we bring our own disaster. That is, my mind is in film more efficiently and at the same time with him, Dadaji.
You have come for 13 hours. He has come for 13 hours. After work, we will have to go to our old house. So, by this time, we should realize it. That is the thing. Through what?
We all come initiated by the Almighty into this earth. But the moment we touch this world, we forget that Mahamantra. But that Mahamantra is going within us 24 hours. We are just not aware of it. Now, Dadaji says that in our Shastric literature, in our scripture, the genuine Diksha or initiation means revelation. I must see what is going on within myself. That is true. But the prevalent custom has been the self-styled gurus and godmen. They whisper a mantra in our ears and say, you practice this, observe penance and give me dakshina. Dadaji says that there can be no intermediary between man and God. I must have my revelation direct from God, or this is Satyanarayana. So in case of this initiation, in the presence of Dadaji, by the grace of this is Satyanarayana, on a piece of blank paper, what is going on within us, that is flashed on the respective language of the seeker. Because Dadaji says, since truth is one, language is also one and mankind is one. So, Dadaji says there is no language. In one level, language is one.
The messages that come from Satyanarayana is much above Gita. And man has interpreted Gita. Man cannot interpret Gita because of mind's function.
Huh? Other than anybody can, any sadhu, yogi.
No, no, no.
Huh? Anybody is a blessed God, is there any person can do this thing other than him? All those sadhus, saints and yogis, they are hankering after their business. Ashrams, mortha, this and that. Have you understand? We have taken ashram. He is using us. All this building ashram, what is the utility? That is also exploitation, business. Have you understood? He is a helpless man. He is not a saint. He is not yogi or nothing. He is just like most ordinary people. That's why he is telling his elder brother. That is called Dadaji, his elder brother. He never claimed that he is a saints or yogis or anything. So, Diksha only can give Almighty. Man cannot do anything. No right. In the year, we are giving mantra. What is the utility? At the time of birth, we have received the Mahamantra, Diksha. So, who will give it other than him? Is there any person can? Have you understand? So, That is the thing which Daji wants to money. Yes. He is nobody. He is just like you people. That is his message. Daji says, mankind is one, language is one, and Almighty is also one. Language, so long we are talking within mind, that is called language. There are so many languages. Other than mind, above mind, beyond mind, there is no language. Language is one. Have you understand?
You are like us. But if you are like us, in other ways, we are like you. But what you say does not strike to us. If we are like you, it should also strike to us. It doesn't. Only when you tell us, it strikes to us.
No, brother. He is also helpless. Just he had been to the Pujarans. He told me her message. But he is not able to do it. Just you ask him. Next time, again, when he himself wants to give it, then and there I told him, you sit down. You better ask him.
You knew that moment. We never knew that moment.
No, that is not the correct. Guru, everybody is Guru. Because in the Vishnu Puran, Adi Brahma Yoga, Prano hi Bhagavan is Prano Vishnu Pitama. Praneno dhajyate sarvam. Sabbam pranamayam jagat. Only pran, the soul, the heart, that is the only guru. He is everywhere. And he is for all. Everyone understand? So, don't believe that man also. Don't try to believe him. He can betray because he is within this body also, within mind, he is talking. So, don't believe anybody other than him. Only he can. He can guide, he can say, he can do whatever he likes. Man cannot do anything. Huh? When Diksha, when he is darshan, that thing is everywhere. But we could not find it. We have forgotten as by the Prakriti, Maya. Maya, have you understand? We could not find anything. When it will be off, go, then you will find it. That is not written. It is yours, own. I have got no connection with that. Daji cannot do anything. That's why I am telling, don't believe Daji also. Just you believe as Dada, not anything.
You can be an instrument. Dadaji can be an instrument.
No. Instrument also something, but Daji says that he is not an instrument also. But it is being done. That is called... that is question of time factor. Other than time, you cannot reach time.
But for him the time has come through your presence here.
Yes, a destiny. Why you are looking after this body? He cannot do anything. He has got no right. He has got no power. He is a powerless man, like you. I told you, it is question of time. So it is being done. Have you understood?
But we are able to know the time where you are able.
Why you want to realize? You don't go for realization, for understand. It is not for tokko. Tokko, what do you mean by
argument?
You don't go through argument or through anything. It is happy.
What we have to do isn't there.
Do you know him? But by Maya you have forgotten. Again you have breathing. Just as enough, you do your work and try to establish that truth, not anybody, not Daraji also. Have you understood? You are a Tattva Vichara Mahamavada, scholar of Sanskrit. So, you are Mahamavada, I tell you, I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know English, I don't know nothing. I am a Mukha Sanskriti
Guru.
Dadaji, I am not able to understand this because you could know the moment for several individuals, you could take them inside. We could not know that and we could not take them. So you are above or more than something, more than
we are.
So there is a difference between you and us, and we have come to seek you. But you say, I am nobody, I am like you, I am also a fool, you say. But I am not able to understand that.
I am better to say.
Well, I tell you,
whenever
I will feel that I am doing.
Yes, the ego.
Then there he is.
No.
Have you understand? He cannot go for that. He is that man is not come in the Madras. Who is doing that thing? There is a only truth.
No, but our faith is that you are divinity in this form.
He can love me as brother.
No, even a magician does all these things.
Huh? I think no. Hypnotism, that is a paper. Paper is paper. Hypnotism cannot write here. Hypnotism is here. He can tell you white. But he cannot write anything. He cannot look anything in figure. No, nobody can. I know because one of my brother was hypnotizer. He came to me for this thing. Within a second, he converted and he writes, Daraji, I am nobody. Why you are telling? Because I tell you, nobody can write. Writing power, that is called diksha. That is from inner side, not outside. I tell you, don't try to argue, because in the world, famous top intellectual jojo hai, wo log aise ho gaya. Like Krishnamurti, like Dr. Gopinath Kaviraj, world top. Dr. Shastri. So, don't go for any. And bahu sadhu. Top sadhu in Ramdas Paramahansa Bhagavan, 150 years. And Swami Brahmananda Paramahansa, guru of Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. So, don't try to argue. If you go through argo, you will wait. And you won't be able to realize in your whole life, ananta koti janma janeshi. Don't try to argo. Well, don't try to argue and don't try to understand him. Just sharanagati. You have come here forever, so you want to be a big man like Tata Birla or something like that. Then do it. And try to love him.
Yes, I am trying it every day. You knew certain moment.
No, he does not
believe.
He cannot go anywhere. There are so many
persons
who go and they are not taking anyone.
Which is a doubt. It's not a question. It's a doubt. You have come here. We have all come here. What makes both of us to meet here? There is some purpose through you to us, to all of us.
Something monetary.
No.
He is within you when you are talking, you are moving. So he is with you. That is natural or unnatural. And when he will be off, that body will be
off.
Huh? So who is he? I am not Hamidi. I am a brother. Well, brother says, man cannot be a guru because at the time of birth, who have come with the Guru at the same time mantra, Mohana, Diksha, whatever it is. So who will give us, who will guide? Is there anybody can guide, anybody give you mantra, any yogi, saint? Nobody. Because is there anybody realize him? He cannot utter any mantra in his mouth to any person. And he cannot utter that word that I am your guru. Because he is supreme, he is everybody, he is everywhere. As he says that Mahavada Srinivasam. Atmanang Sarupa Dijang Dijang Na Tithang Na Manasa Manasa Skrita Sarskrita Ananta Bhuma Ivo Purna Sthaya. He is full, Purna. Have you understood Purna? That is, so we are all Amrutasya Putra. That is, we are all is God. God is we are. So, who will give us mantra? You cannot give. Because who knows and who realizes him, he cannot attack that word. Because he is looking everywhere is God. Everybody is God. How can it be possible that I am a guru, you are my shishya? Have you understood? That is the Dadaji was to say to the people. Guru who is within us. He is doing 24 hours inside the world. But we do not know by the Maya. He says, you don't understand me. Just you do your duty and Saranagata, yeah, I am within you. That's enough. Have you understood? And all these gurus, those who possess several ashrams, this and that, that is a business. Ashram is this. That is the main ashram. Because Govinda is staying with us, this ashram. Moving ashram. Have you understood? So, that is all exploitation. Nam is the only yajna. In the time of Gita, yajna, dana, tapakarma, na tejyam kajyameva tat, yajna, dana, tapacaiva, papanani, manishinam. All this pap, punya, dharma, adharma, that is in the mind, function. Yajna, that is work. Yajna and tapasya work, carry on. By work, do your duty. That is called yajna and tapasya. And the saranagati. Saranagati, if you remember him, that is enough. That's why he is telling Balam balamata musmi kama raga vivajjita dharma viruddhabhuti sukham hosmi bharatarsha. No need of doing anything. You try, at most try for your work or job, whatever it is. And you try to lalan talan in English, what is it? So, children, yes. That is the thing. And Namaiva Kabala. Nam is the only yajna. Other than Nam, there is nothing. Adi Brahma Sutra, Yuga Sutra, Brahma Gyan Vedanta, Na Nittam Anandadayaka Nama Parsaya Puruspara Puruskaram Narayana Paraveda Narayana Paratpara Narayana Paragati, Narayana Paramukti. Adi Brahma Yoga, in the time of Satya Yoga, it was the Tarak Brahma Nam for the world. No need of doing anything, just Namaiva Kabalam. Nam is the supreme authority, Nam is the Guru, Nam is the God. Naam is almighty and truth. No need of going to anybody, anywhere, any ashram. Why you people are such a sanskar? There is no paap, punya, no tittho. Tittho is the only thing. Poti shava param tittho, anya tittho manattakam. Hidda dhana madanaiva mando bhagyatya je nara. Poti shavanga kudvanti satyang satyang madam maham. Everyone understand? That is Upanishad, Kothopinashad. That's why I tell you, don't go anywhere. No need of going any tittha, anything. As you have come with the full tittha, he is within you. So long he is within you, every punna kumbha is within you. Why you are running after all these ashram, mohar, guru? That is adi sanatana dharma. Have you understand? That is the thing. Don't bother for him. He is within you. He is a father. He is doing 24 hours inside the world. So carry on. Do your duty. Do your business. And that is your tapasya and job. And dan also. That is the thing that we say. Here as guest. I am here with this body. I am doing lakshari. I am taking this and that. And this man, he is in the bhakti. He is doing his duty. He is going for work. He is getting 2 rupees. I am getting 2 lakhs. That is that. That is for acting. After a certain time, I shall have to go to my house, own house, permanent house. So I have come over here for a temporary basis, for certain work. So I am working, after that I am going to my house. I may be a happiness and both is safe. Because if I shall have to go to my house, if it is correct, then I can take food, 1 rupee or 8 anas, I can take food, 50 rupees. But just maintain the body, but nothing else. Body is not mine. I have taken that ashram for the temporary basis to enjoy him as well as in the maya